Good morning, one and all, and welcome to Community Connection. I'm Tom Davis. As we all know, we've got the reformatted OKM Music Festival, and it is set for September 5th, 6th, and 10th. And one of the artists I'm excited to see and hear from is a woman whose music is virtually everywhere. Her name is Tina Guo, and you're a Grammy Award-nominated cellist. And you and your cello just go everywhere, it seems. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for having me.
And tell us a little bit about yourself. Like I said, you're everywhere. Movies, games, it doesn't stop.
Oh, gosh. Well, the most important thing is that I like to eat a lot of pizza, specifically deep dish pan pizzas.
Oh.
And then I guess the second most important thing is I love to play music. I play the cello and the electric cello. So I came from a classical background. Both of my parents are actually classical music teachers. My dad is a cello teacher. My mom's a violin teacher. So I came from a background of very traditional classical music, very conservative. And then when I got to college, I went to USC for classical cello performance. I discovered this whole new world of electric cello playing. I was trying to emulate my favorite guitar shredders, guitar players. So I started experimenting with different effects pedals, and it somehow slowly morphed over the years into me working a lot in soundtracks, like you mentioned. So like film, TV, video game soundtracks. Probably the most maybe recognizable one that came out recently, if you've seen the Wonder Woman movie and heard the main theme, which sounds a lot like electric guitar, but it is not electric guitar. It's actually electric cello. So getting to work in the, I guess, in that industry has been amazing.
Wow. I mean, you've been in everything. Game of Thrones, Kung Fu Panda, Final Fantasy, and even Bach's Cello Suite Number 1.
Yes, those are some of the pieces that I will be performing for this upcoming concert, which, of course, I was supposed to come in person, which I was really, really excited about my band. But due to the current circumstances, of course, the responsible thing and safe thing would be to not do that. So we've pushed my live appearance until next year, which I'm sure will come rolling around the corner very soon. But I will be doing a live stream from Las Vegas, so that's where I live now. And we've rented out this huge warehouse that belongs to a friend of mine who owns like a big corporate event company. So he owns like all the staging stuff, the cameras, fog machines, which we're going to use, some lights and lasers. And I said, hey, like maybe, because usually I do live streams once a week, actually from my living room, just using my cell phone, very lo-fi. And so when we were talking about, oh, maybe we could still do some kind of live stream concert, for OK Mozart, for the community, for people who are hopefully plan to come see the show. And so I wanted to do something a little more special just for this. Not that doing it on my phone is bad or anything, but I just thought it'd be nice to actually put together kind of an actual show setup where I'm dressed, in show clothes. It's just that it's done over the internet.
Wow. I got to tell you, we're taking this technology so many different places. And, of course, your appearance will be on Facebook and also I think on YouTube as well. Will be Saturday, September 5th at 2 p.m. Central Time. And once again, we encourage folks to make a donation to OKM so we can keep these great artists, right here to the forefront and make them available. We really encourage you to do that. So many already have. Now, I have to ask you about your instruments. You have one that goes back to the 1800s, one of your cellos.
Yes, so that is my baby. His name is Cello. Cello Guo, because I'm Tina Guo. And he was actually made in Paris, France, in the shop of Gon and Bernadelle. So it was like a duo situation. And so the two gentlemen grouped together and formed the shop that was became a very well-known luthier shop back in the day in 1880. So that is my main instrument that I play, classical music on or acoustic cello on. And I will be playing that cello in the live stream. And I will also be playing my electric cello. I have several, but my newest one, his name is White Walker. I don't know if you're a Game of Thrones fan or anything, but I'm obsessed.
Yes.
And he is, it is a white electric cello, so I'm White Walker. So I'll be playing both of those instruments, kind of switching back and forth to hopefully keep things interesting.
We're talking with cellist Tina Guo, and she will be the featured artist for our reformatted OKM Music Festival on September 5th at 2 p.m. And you can watch that on OKM's Facebook. That's OK Mozart. And or even through Tina Guo's social media, Facebook and YouTube channels. Now, I understand you have a recording contract with Sony. They just don't hand those out like candy. I mean, Sony's one of those ones that if you're an artist, you've made it if they signed you.
Oh, thank you. Honestly, I was very surprised. I was taken aback because I had released previously to that 9 albums on my own label. You know, I never really tried to get signed to a major label. I just thought it was so unrealistic and, you know, head in the clouds to be thinking that way. So I just, you know, chugged along and, you know, scraped together money to try to put my own stuff together. And I was very, very lucky that about, I think it was 4 years ago, that they approached me after seeing one of my concerts with Hans Zimmer in England at, oh my gosh, I can't even remember right now, my brain's gone dead, but one of the big venues, one of the arena venues in London. And they asked me, actually that evening, they emailed me and said, hey, we would like to sign you and we would love for you to do an album of video game music. And I thought that was kismet. That was so weird. Because literally, I sent this to them on a note on my computer. I had already planned my next album that I was planning on just doing myself. And what was it? It was the album of video game music. So I thought, okay, there must be some kind of, it's a small sign here that it, you know, this is strange that what they're asking me to do, what they're interested in, is exactly what I was planning on doing. So that's when we started the relationship. And right now, for the last few months, because we've all been at home and I've been, you know, here at home with my home studio, luckily, I've been able to actually catch up on a lot of recording work that was a little bit delayed because I was touring so much last year. I was gone for about 8 months out of the year, and my new album was severely delayed. And I can tell you proudly that as of 2 days ago, we finally completed all 13 tracks off my new solo album, which is coming out next year in the spring, all the demos. And so we've done that. And I also have a new holiday album that's coming out this winter, so I'm currently also working on that. So it's been really wonderful to be able to work with, you know, with this great label, have them support, of course, all of these random musical shenanigans that I get into.
We're talking with cellist Tina Guo, and Tina, will we be hearing maybe a little bit from your new album and perhaps maybe from your holiday album too, and we do the show on September 5th?
You know what? I actually haven't thought about that. I didn't think of doing any of the newer music. The genres are very different. However, if there are a lot of requests, you know, because I'm always on social media, so you can easily find me and tell me what you think and give me your thoughts and stuff. But if I have a lot of feedback on people, you know, requesting a certain song or whatnot, I will definitely add that into the live stream. And also, I did a test of the stream yesterday with the video tech, and we found out a way where, you know how on Facebook and YouTube, when you stream live, you can have real-time comments. So we've made it possible. I hope I don't regret this later, but I made it possible for me to have two big TV screens in front of me so I can see all the comments coming in from my YouTube page and Facebook page, which OKM will then share to their Facebook page. But for the main feeds, I'll see all the comments in real time. So if anyone really has something they want to say, hopefully positive, but negative is okay too, I will be actually able to see it and answer, you know, in real time, which I actually really like. I mean, joking aside, I think it's great to be able to interact. So it actually takes it up a notch because in live shows, you can't just stand up and scream something, you know, when you feel like it. But in this situation, I'll be able to see your reactions in real time.
But this is almost like performer's food, too, because even though you don't have that live audience where you can get that energy coming back after after you put forth your energy, you're still getting some kind of feedback, and that still has to energize you as a performer, I imagine.
Yes, absolutely. You're exactly right. That's exactly it. Because if you're just playing, I feel like, to a screen, which is also wonderful, there is no direct feedback. You're basically just, you know, playing for yourself. But to have those comments coming in, even if you can't read them, of course, because you're trying to play your instrument, but just knowing that people are actively watching and engaged, I think is really exciting and revitalizing, at least for myself. So.
We're talking with Tina Guo, and she's going to be performing for OKM's Reformatted Music Festival coming up on September 5th at 2 p.m. I do want to mention that on Sunday, September 6th at 2 p.m., it's the Dallas String Quartet, and they too will be doing that over the social media. And we have a live performance coming up on the 10th of September at 6 p.m. with Clark Gibson Quintet and Balsam Range. And you can always go to okmmusic.org for information there. Now, I got to ask you about this. You've been up for a Grammy Award. That really had to just, put you right there on cloud nine.
Oh, yes, definitely. So that Grammy nomination was in 2016 for a new age album that I did with this amazing pianist named Peter Cater. He actually has won, he won a Grammy, I think, the last 2 years in the new age category after he worked with me. So he has been doing, it's a lot of like improvised music. And what was really interesting about this album was that it was almost conceptual. I mean, not almost, it was conceptual, in that he first approached me on Facebook, right? So he wrote to me on Facebook and said, oh, I'm a piano player. I would love to do a project with you. And at the time, I wasn't signed to Sony, so I was free to, just do other projects and whatnot. And so we met up, I remember, at a sandwich shop in Los Angeles, because I was still living there at the time, and he was visiting. I had a tuna sandwich. I can't remember exactly what kind of sandwich he had. And we just said, oh, what can we do? And we thought, it would be so interesting to do an album that captures the very first time that we play together. No music, completely improvised. I mean, the entire album. And we cannot cheat. We can't have any preconceived notions prior. So no rehearsals, nothing. And I just thought, what could go wrong? I mean, if it went terribly wrong, we could just, never release it. So we booked a studio. We hired a small video team because we also thought there's no way we can make music videos or anything after, because nobody knows what we played, including ourselves, right? Because it's all made up at the moment. So we had it filmed, and then we just recorded for approximately, I think it was about 6 hours straight. We ended up using, of course, only a portion of those songs, but that's how we did the album. It was the fastest album I've ever done. One day, all the videos were done in the same day, and it got nominated for a Grammy. So I thought, maybe I've been working a little too hard, spending years on these other albums and this one. Oh, but seriously, it was so, so different to work that way. And I feel lucky to have been able to work with him, because that's being able to improvise in real time and listen in real time. That is not, different musicians, of course, have different skill sets, but I found that that's very rare to find someone who can improvise freely and also, listen and morph. Really, you have to be super, super, I guess, sensitive to be able to do that, and hope that we don't run into like a huge, terrible chord by accident and just ruin the entire, the entire song. So that was a really fun experience, and the Grammy nomination really was just a little cherry on top. That wasn't something that we were hoping for, but it was amazing that actually ended up happening from that.
Now, you get a lot of attention just about everywhere you go. I understand you were Brit Female Artist of the Year nominated as well.
Yes, I don't know how that happened, honestly. Sony, they told me that, and then they sent me an article, and I said, oh, okay, that's amazing, that's great. I actually wasn't able to go to the awards show. The Artist of the Year who won was an amazing, amazing lady who had done so much, but I was just, of course, very honored to even be on that list. So that was awesome.
We're talking with artist Tina Guo and her cellos, multiple cellos. and she will be demonstrating her prowess, and she'll also be bringing out her cellos, one that goes back to the 1880s, and of course the new electric baby that she has too, when she performs for you for OKM's Music Festival, the reformatted Music Festival, I might add, on September 5th at 2 p.m. And you can go to OKM Music to get that on their Facebook. We encourage you to send along a donation, and we hope to see you here live someday soon, whenever this this virus decides it's had enough of us and it goes away.
Yes, I hope so too. I really hope that 2021 will be the year. So fingers and toes crossed.
Very good. Tina Guo, thank you very much. You've been so wonderful to be with us today. And we look forward to seeing you on Saturday, September 5th on the social medias. And I can't wait to see you perform.
Thank you. Thank you so much.